to About Greyhounds. I'm Jacqueline Howard of Greyhound Friends of New Jersey. In this episode, I'm going to tell you two stories, and how they come together will not be apparent at first, but bear with me. The first story is about a Greek goddess, and the second story is about a boy and his greyhound. So let's start with the Greek goddess. Her name is Eos, and she is the goddess of dawn. Now, rumor has it that the goddess Aphrodite put a curse on Eos. And this curse, to put it in a nice way, basically gave Eos an insatiable desire for handsome young men. So I'm not going to go into the sordid details about that. But what I will tell you is that Eos ends up falling for a Trojan prince, and she makes him her official consort. But there's a problem, because unlike her, he is not immortal. He's a mortal. So she goes to the god Zeus, and she basically petitions him to give her consort immortality. Zeus acquiesces, gives the prince the immortality, but what Eos fails to do is to also ask for his eternal youth. So, yes, he's going to live forever, but he's going to age. So eventually the consort shrivels up because of old age, and of course he becomes a grasshopper. So not a very happy ending there, but that is the story of Eos. And again, you'll see how this comes together. So let's look at our second story. The year is 1833. It takes place in Germany, or at least starts there. And there's a 14-year-old boy. His name is Albert. And Albert is not a happy kid. He's very lonely. He's very depressed. There's a lot of reasons for this, but mainly the mother has left the family, so he has no mother. And his father ignores him. Albert does find some comfort, however, when he meets Eos. She is a six-week-old greyhound puppy. She's black, she has a white blaze on her nose, some white on her chest, and she has white feet. The two of them become inseparable. They absolutely love each other. And when Albert turns 21, he decides he's going to marry his cousin. She lives in England, and he's going to go to England to marry her. So he takes Eos with him. The cousin's name is Victoria, but she is more well known as Queen Victoria. And Albert, as I'm sure you've guessed by now, upon marrying the queen, becomes Prince Albert. So the two of them live very happily in England, and they both have a love for animals and several dogs that live with them. But Eos, of course, remains Albert's favorite dog. And here's a fun description that he once wrote about her. He said she's very friendly if there's plum cake in the room. She's keen on hunting, but sleepy after it. And he said she's always proud and contemptuous of other dogs. So I'm sure he said that tongue in cheek. So Eos is a very striking dog, of course. I may be a little biased on that, but she is a greyhound, and she's beautiful, just absolutely beautiful. So Albert and Victoria end up commissioning several art pieces that include her. In fact, in 1840, Albert commissioned a jeweler to make a model of Eos, and Eos then, from that model, became immortalized by appearing in various things like paperweights and inkstands. For Christmas one year, the Queen commissioned a portrait of Eos from an artist named Sir Edwin Landseer. So he's a fairly well-known artist at the time, and even today, his work is very much sought after. He was well-known for his paintings of animals and for their vibrancy. So she commissions Sir Landseer to do this painting of Eos. And the painting is called Eos, a favorite greyhound, property of His Royal Highness Prince Albert. And in the painting, Eos is poised and sleek. She is up against a red backdrop. She is standing and looking very elegant. And there's some of the prince's items in the painting. So his opera hat, a pair of his gloves, and a cane. Prince Albert was thrilled with this portrait, and it's truly stunning, and still hangs today. You can see this painting by Googling. If you just Google Eos Greyhound, it will be one of the first things that pops up, and it's amazing. Sir Landseer goes on to paint several other exquisite portraits of Eos with the royal family. One of my favorites from that collection is Eos with her nose under the feet of a swaddled baby Princess Alice. It's another beautiful painting. So let's fast forward to 1841. The royal couple has their second child, and his name is Edward. Edward later goes on to become the King of England, known as Edward VII in 1901. He's actually the great-grandfather of the current Queen of England, Elizabeth II. At the time of this recording, she is still very much alive at age 90. So let's get back to Edward's birth. After Edward's birth, the family holds a major celebration for the christening. So family comes from all over the world for this. And one of the family members is Prince Ferdinand. Prince Ferdinand decides that he's going to go out shooting. The problem is he's not a great shot. So as he's out shooting, he accidentally shoots Eos. Of course, this distresses Albert to no end. Eos does not die. She does recover. But when this incident happened, the queen's uncle, Leopold, who was king of the Belgians, said, and I quote, "If Ferdinand had shot another member of the royal family, it would have been better." So that tells you how much Albert loved Eos, and so much so that everybody knew it. So, like I said, Eos recovers. She's, of course, 9 years old at the time of the shooting. So she's past her youth, but it takes some time. She does get better. Fast forward 3 years, and at 11 years of age, Eos dies a natural death. She's buried beneath a mound above the slopes of Windsor Castle. When Lord Melbourne found out that she was dead, he said that he was in despair about hearing of Eos. So it was more than Albert that loved her. The queen wrote in her journal of Eos's death, "Poor dear Albert, he feels it terribly, and I grieve so for him." In a touching tribute to Eos, Prince Albert modeled an image of her. It was life-size and had it cast for him. And today, on the grounds of the Osborne House at the Isle of Wight, there is a bronze life-size statue of Eos. And it is, again, and I keep using the word stunning for her and the art that that she inspired, but it is absolutely stunning. And a lot of people will still go to the Isle of Wight just to see Eos and pay homage to her. So that is a story of Eos and a 13-year-old boy, and another story of Eos, the Greek goddess, and how the two come together and have something in common. I'm Jacqueline Howard, and this has been About Greyhounds. Hi, it's Jacqueline again. I really enjoyed telling you the stories about Eos the goddess and Eos the greyhound, and of course, Queen Victoria and Prince Albert. At Greyhound Friends of New Jersey, we are dedicated to homing retired racing greyhounds, and we depend on the support of generous people like you to help us do that. If you'd like to donate to our organization, we welcome you to do so. You can go to GFNJ, that's Greyhound Friends of New Jersey, GFNJ.org. Look for the PayPal button at the top of the page and give what you would like or can. to help us continue to bringing these beautiful dogs home. Thank you, and we'll talk to you next time.